time for Who Wants to Be Smarter Than a Plumber? Presented by Southside Plumbing and Heating.
That's right. Southside Jake joins us now via video. Jake, how you doing today, big guy?
I'm great. Holiday weekend. Can't wait to get back to plumbing and heating. How about you?
We're doing pretty good. Jake, you hydroblasted my pipes this weekend.
That was Friday. Yeah, you're right. How's your pipes working? I just wanted
They're
to know.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
You know what? That's pretty awkward, but I actually have a very awkward story to tell you guys today.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't had my pipes hydroblasted since we got married. I mean,
well, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm not going there. But, yeah, so I was going to definitely tell you about an awkward moment I had. I say top five of my career.
Let's hear it.
pretty weird. So, obviously, inner city plumbing, sometimes you deal with stuff. So, last week, it was pretty cold during the morning one day. And, you know, when we get overloaded with some service calls, you know, I'll go grab one off the guy so we can get through the day. So a customer called, no heat boiler system, go up there, fix the boiler. And part of my protocol for boilers is I go to every radiator and bleed every radiator after I make a repair.
Of course, yeah.
So I was on the first floor talking to the owner. So, yeah, I'm going to go up to the second floor. Is anyone up there? She's like, oh, my sister's up there. I'm like, can you let her know I'm going to be coming up to check the radiators? Yeah, so like 5 minutes go by. I'm coming up the steps, and I'm like, hello, coming up, HVAC tech, whatever. And she's like, oh, okay, come on up. So I'm going through the rooms, and I'm talking to her. She's like, it's so cold. I don't understand why it's so cold, stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I'm coming in now. So like I turn to go in the room. There's a very large woman naked on the bed, just completely naked, shivering with a blanket on. And I'm just like, oh my God, you know what? We don't need to check this radiator. I can feel the heat coming out. We're all good. And I mean, just unbelievable.
I think that's one of the perks of the job, right?
Yeah, if you're into that.
All right. You want to hit us with the trivia now?
All right, we can do that.
Let's go.
Kyle, hit the music. Let's go.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-na.
Hit the music.
All right, boys. I know. I'm just messing around. So this weekend was a very, very large weekend for auto racing.
I knew he was going to do this. Yep.
You had Monaco F1. You had Indy 500. And you had the Coke 600. All this weekend. So if you're a race fan, like, it was awesome. So here is your first question. What race team owner is the only owner to win the Daytona 500, Brickyard 400, Indy 500, Rolex 24 at Daytona, 12-hour at Sebring, and the 24 hours at Le Mans?
Is it Chip Ganassi?
A, Red Bull Racing. B, Penske, Roger Penske Racing. C, Rick Hendricks. Or D, Chip Ganassi?
I have no earthly idea.
No idea.
I mean, you got your lifeline. Hit it.
He doesn't know.
You want to skip?
Yeah, we're skipping.
We're skipping the racing one. Get out of here.
All right, it was Chip Ganassi.
Son of a...
Pittsburgh guy, local.
I know, that's why I guessed. He's the only guy I would have known. All right, next question. Let's go. Pick it up.
All right. What is the most strikeouts in a game thrown by Pirate pitchers collectively?
Oh, man.
A, 19. B, 21. C, 15. Or D, 17. This happened in 2019, by the way.
In 2019?
Yes, sir.
I have no idea.
I do.
You want to go 19?
Well, just do our next lifeline.
Oh, yeah. Cut it down, baby. You want to go 50-50?
Yeah.
50-50. Let's go. All right. We're taking out 15 and 21 and leaving in A, 19, and D, 17.
17 seems too low, even though it's high.
19 for 2019. Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Walking in A, 19. Final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Nice. Bang!
Way to go.
There we go.
Who was the starter that day?
I have no idea.
Okay, good.
Remember.
Very good. Thank you.
I just know it was 2019 against the Milwaukee Brewers, actually. So I can't remember the starter. All right. Next question. What is the most points posted in a single game by an NBA team?
What are these questions today?
I want to win this week, boys. I want to win. You win every week. A, 137. B, 168. C, 190. Or D, 186.
B.
You can ask Kyle, right?
He doesn't know.
B would be good. Let's go with B.
I think it's in the 160
range. 168? Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Pirates lost that day. That they struck out 19 guys.
Really?
They lost 12-10 to Milwaukee. They struck out 19 guys and lost. All right, final answer. Go ahead.
The final answer, B, 168. You are incorrect. The total was 186 by the Detroit Pistons in 1983. 186 points.
How many overtimes was that game? Probably so many overtimes.
Nick Kingham started that game for the Pirates. He pitched three innings, striking out four. So it was a total team effort. Nick Kingham, Davis, Holmes, Liriano, Hartlieb, Vasquez, Crick, and McCray. I ain't even heard of three of those guys. Anyway, one more question?
One last question. This is the tiebreaker, too, by the way.
Let's go.
So lock yourself in. Let's go. Get hype. All right. Four NHL goalies have played to reach 1,000 games. Patrick Waugh, Marty Brodeur, Marc-Andre Fleury. Who is the fourth? A, Dominic Hasek. B, Ed Belfour. C, Curtis Joseph. Or D, Roberto Luongo.
I think it's Luongo.
I think it's Cujo.
You just like Cujo because it's an evil dog.
Isn't he like half black too? Isn't he, isn't he black?
Why are you doing this to me?
That's what I thought you were going with. I think he is, right?
I think it's Luongo. I do.
Carlos, you got an answer?
Yeah, you want to break the tie between Curtis Joseph and Roberto Luongo?
Curtis Joseph rang in my head when I heard the name, so.
Do you like your ally here, Doran?
I kind of do.
All right, go with Cujo then. I think it's Luongo.
Oh, no.
C, Curtis Joseph, final answer.
Yeah.
You are incorrect. It was Roberto Luongo.
Oh, my God.
And you guys are not smarter than a plumber today.
Get out of here, Jake. Go peep on the nudes.
Oh, God.
See you, buddy.
All right, fellas. Have a good day. Enjoy your Tuesday after holiday weekend.
You too. Roberto Luongo.
Curtis Joseph isn't black. Who am I thinking of? Grant Fuhr? Right. Yeah, Grant Fuhr.
You thinking of Weeks?
Grant Fuhr, sorry. Yeah, Kevin Weeks.